Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch. Subject to credit approval, terms apply.
Save big money on everything for your spring projects at Menards. We have all of your garden and landscaping essentials. Master Garden Premium Garden Soil contains a slow-release fertilizer that feeds gardens for up to 9 months. It produces better results and is ready to use for all your gardening needs. Save big on Menards' great selection of garden and landscaping products. Compare brands in-store or online at Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, the business podcast that delivers straightforward, honest business lessons to over 30,000 daily listeners. Yes, you're part of a growing community here on the $100 MBA Show. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zinholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And in today's lesson, you will learn, is your credit score important in business? If you grew up in the U.S., then you know that your credit score is something that a lot of people talk about. It seems like your credit score is more important than things like your blood pressure or how much money you actually make. And there's a reason for that, because your credit score determines if you're going to get a loan or if you're going to get a credit card. And I'm sure there's different systems in different countries to evaluate your credit. In today's lesson, we explore, is your credit important in business? Is it something you need to worry about? Or is it just a whole bunch of hype and it's completely irrelevant? We get into it in today's lesson, so hang on to your earbuds and let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by HostGator. With their 24/7 live support via chat, phone, and email, their one-click WordPress installs, easy-to-use website builder, their design services, their marketing services, and their special $100 MBA discount of 25% off hosting, you gotta go with HostGator. We use HostGator for all our hosting needs, and we highly recommend them. Just go to HostGator.com and enter coupon code OMARHOOKUP so HostGator can hook you up with 25% off hosting. Again, that's coupon code OMARHOOKUP at HostGator.com. So is your credit important in business? This is a very important question, and it actually has two answers. One answer is yes, and the other answer is no. Let me explain. So it all depends on why you would need credit. So a lot of us, especially in America, we get all worked up about our credit score. If our credit score is not great, or we're damaged for some reason in the past, or some of us, we haven't built enough credit. You know, I spent a lot of years abroad, and because I didn't use credit, I didn't have credit to build. So when you don't have credit or you have bad credit, it's very hard for you to get a credit card or for you to get a loan from the bank, whether that's a business loan or a personal loan. Now, if you need that loan or a credit card to finance your business, then obviously credit's important, because if you don't have it, then you can't get it. But if you're not looking to get a loan, if you're not looking to borrow money to start a business, then you really don't need to worry about it too much. And in fact, this is what we recommend at the $100 MBA. We don't believe you should start a business in debt. It's not a very good way to start. You should grow slowly and grow and use the money that you make to reinvest in your business. It's always better to start with a little bit of capital, your own savings, and then build from there. And actually, you can get a credit card with bad credit or no credit. It's called a secured credit card. You just go to your bank and say, I want a secure credit card. And you can use that credit card so you can, you know, use a credit card when you travel, and you can use it to, you know, write off expenses. And a lot of these secure credit cards have benefits, like travel benefits as well. And what you do is they actually ask for the credit limit up front. So if you want a $500 credit limit or a $1,000 credit limit or a $2,000 credit limit, you just put that cash up front as a deposit and they'll give you their credit card. They have nothing to lose from the bank because they already took the credit limit from you. Because if you default, they can just use that deposit. But guess what? After a year, the bank will give you the deposit back because you've proven that you can pay your credit card bills. So even if you just want a credit card so you can use it, so you can book travel, so you can book things for things you're doing for your business, because a lot of things are done by credit card, but you can also use a debit card too. But if you want to get a credit card, you can get a secure one from the bank. Before I move on in today's lesson, I want to make something very clear. Having good credit, or having credit in general, is a good thing. It's better to have good credit than to have bad credit. It's just always good to have that in mind. If you ever want to get a car loan, or if you want to get a credit card with a high credit limit. And there are some benefits to having good credit, because you can get a great credit card with great benefits. But what I'm trying to get at is that when it comes to building your business, running your business, having bad credit is not going to kill it. You can still run a business without it. Especially if you're building a business the way we recommend, off a surplus, building slowly, taking your revenue and reinvesting. Now you might be saying, well, I need some startup cash. Say for example, you have a physical business, like you have a storefront, a yoga studio, and you say, I need $50,000 to start this thing. And I don't have $50,000 in savings. Well, there are other ways to do it without getting a loan. Now you can get a loan, but what if your credit's not so great? One, you need to evaluate, do you really need $50,000? What initial expenses can you cut? Can you put in some work so you can start bootstrapping in the beginning and then start hiring other people? What's the bare minimum you need for the first 3 months so you can make revenue, so you can make profit, and then reinvest? You might find that $50,000 really is $35,000. And once you get to that number, how much money do you have on the side? If you don't have any, how much money can you have on the side if you lower your personal expenses in the next 6 months, in the next year? It's okay to have a long-term plan. Can you put aside 10? Can you put aside 15? If that's the case, why don't you partner up with somebody? If you can get 15 aside, maybe you can partner somebody with 20. It doesn't mean they're going to have, you know, the greater share of the business. That's something you can negotiate, given the fact that this is your idea, your business, and your startup. When it comes to finances, you got to innovate. You got to be creative. You got to think of different ways to actually make this money, to lower your expenses, to make ends meet. So even when you have a physical business and need some startup cash, there are ways for you to do it. And there's nothing wrong with delaying your launch in order for you to have the capital you need. It's better for you to be in full control and not start out in debt. It's very hard to dig yourself out of debt when you're starting in a business. You want to start in a place of comfort, because any money you make, the revenue you make, you want to be able to pay yourself, right? You want to be able to reward yourself for your hard work. You want to enjoy your profits. Because if you're paying off a loan, those profits are going to have to go straight to the loan. So keep that in mind. So a couple of things here. One, if you have bad credit, it's not the end of the world. You still can run a business. Two, if you have good credit, good for you. But don't exploit it. Don't go ahead and get a big loan if you don't need it. And three, there are other ways to raise money. There's this little site called Kickstarter you can use. You know, crowdfunding is a great way to raise money for your business idea. Or partner up with somebody else. Or use your personal savings and have a little bit of a long-term view and make some savings. Guys, I got more on today's topic, but before that, I gotta give love to today's sponsor, Digital Marketing Institute. Visit dmipostgrad.com to download a brochure from Digital Marketing Institute and find out why studying their postgraduate diploma in digital marketing is the perfect way to get ahead in a fast-paced, high-growth industry filled with exciting career opportunities and salaries. The Digital Marketing Institute is the leading global provider of digital education and has equipped over 10,000 students across the world with skills and knowledge they need to excel in the digital industry. The postgraduate diploma is designed, developed, and taught by industry experts whose knowledge of cutting-edge trends and specialist experience will help shape you into an accomplished digital marketer with a skill set that covers everything from mobile, social media, and search marketing to digital strategy and planning. Studying online means you can enjoy 24-hour access to video lectures, downloadable support materials, and interactive quizzes. Whether you're on your tablet during your morning commute, on your mobile phone, on your lunch break, or at home on your laptop. Study wherever you are, whenever you want, and complete the course at your own pace. Whether you want to secure a new job, move up in your current organization, or grow your own business, visit dmipostgrad.com to download your brochure for Digital Marketing Institute's postgraduate diploma in digital marketing and start realizing your digital career goals. Guys, to wrap up, if you're not sure if your credit is good or is low or what your score is and you're in the U.S., you should check out a website that's called creditkarma.com. They're not a sponsor of the show, and this is not an affiliate link or anything like that, but it's a site that I've learned about that allows you to check your credit for free. At least it's good to be aware of your credit score, just in case you want to use your credit for personal reasons or even for professional reasons if you choose to get a loan. Even though I don't recommend it, that may be your option and that may be what you want to do. Regardless, it's good to know where you stand with your credit, so check out creditkarma.com. Oh, also on the site, it also shows you all the best credit cards you can get if you want to get all the miles and you want to get all the travel benefits, as well as some of the loans that are available in your area. Some of these could be car loans that are at 0% financing, so that might be useful as well. All right, guys, that wraps up today's lesson. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, let us know in an iTunes rating and review. Give us some love. We love hearing from you. We love reading every single iTunes review. And by leaving us an iTunes rating and review, you help us get more exposure and reach other entrepreneurs just like you. And of course, everybody who leaves us an iTunes rating and review enters our weekly random draw to win a free ride to the $100 MBA training and community. By leaving us an iTunes rating and review, enter that random draw and you can win a lifetime membership to the $100 MBA. We announce it every Friday and we call it Free Ride Friday. All right, guys, I want to leave you with this. Hard work, persistence, dedication, a great product, a great valuable offer, that trumps everything else. You can have the worst credit in the world, but if you're offering something great to your audience, you're going to make money. So don't get bogged down by these demons in your head, the story that you told yourself. You can change at any time, and credit can be repaired. You can have better credit. You can build credit. If you have something great you're offering the world, nothing can beat that. All right, guys, I hope that helps, and I hope to see you in tomorrow's episode. I'll see you then. Take care.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.